ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Beasley switching it in. The U.S. go up. What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Lloyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is. Switzerland and Shaqiri have scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's go. Fresh on the heels of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman, it is ESPN 97.5. Soccer Matters presented by the Daspit Law Firm. And I get to borrow the great Aaron Raybould producing tonight, as always. And that's always a good thing because you know you're in very, very good hands. The number to call in tonight, 713-780-3776. There's so much to talk about. It's going to be hard for me to figure out where to go, even though I do have sort of a playlist in my mind of topics. But we have another show tomorrow night, so I want to remind you that. And there is so much to cover. We have Europa League tomorrow. Saturday we have the Champions League between Chelsea. We could have an American holding up the Champions League trophy in either Christian Pulisic or Zach Steffen of Manchester City. There's just so much going on. Houston Dynamo will be in action against Sporting Kansas City. Houston Dash tomorrow night over at BBVA Stadium. A lot going on. But obviously, I know one thing that is very much on the minds of Houston Dynamo fans, and that is the potential of New York businessman Ted Siegel reaching an agreement to buy the Houston Dynamo and Dash from controlling owner Gabriel Brenner. This was sourced out by Mark Berman, per Major League Soccer sources. Siegel is the founder and president of New York City-based EJS Group, a real estate development and finance company. Phone call tonight, 713-780-3776. Got a lot of Dynamo talk. We will have some Europa League talk. We could dip into Champions League. We will have Shea Groom joining us at 740 to talk the Dash and the NWSL. Some real talk about the league and where things are going. And where the Dash are going. We will also talk with Brian Chiaretta, and we'll talk about the U.S. national team roster, which has come out for the Nations League. And it's very European-based, obviously, for a lot of reasons. You keep good relations with foreign clubs if you don't have these guys playing in Gold Cups, and a lot of times they may not get released. So the Nations League will show us a number of very interesting people on the roster, and not necessarily too many surprises there. I think some people are a little bit taken aback that Daryl Dike is not on the roster, but there is some thought behind that. And we do have some sound from the head coach, Greg Berhalter, again. So, again, the number to call in, 713-780-3776. We will give out tickets to the Houston Dash Washington Spirit match tomorrow night, which has been rescheduled. Apparently, their field is not ready. They could not get DC United to let them play in their stadium. Really wonder what's behind that, because you'd think the two would be trying to help each other. So we've got tickets tonight, so keep this handy. 713-780-3776 is the number. All right, so you could call in on the potential of the ownership agreement. This one has real legs. And what also has real legs is two players that are the Dynamo, it seemed like, are being linked to and very interested in. The one I do know is from sources and people that I know in Turkey that is real, for Teenage Hadebi, who's a 25-year-old who plays in Turkey at Malatyaspor. This is a left-footed player. So keep that in mind, because I think the Dynamo obviously have made it very clear. Tab Ramos has made it very clear. They are looking for a left-footed center back, and they are looking for the long-term partner for Tim Parker. You can't keep relying upon Bonya Garcia. Doesn't seem like Alejandro Fuenmayor has gotten to the point where he can be the starter. And again, he's right-footed. You're looking for a left-footed center back. It's a bit of a challenge. Minor Figueroa obviously is left-footed, older in age now. Both him and Boniac Garcia have been called up to Honduras, who will take on the U.S., and that will be a semifinal in the Nations League. So this makes sense, 25 years of age. Teenage Hadebe played at Kaiser Chiefs, also in South Africa. That one's got real legs. That one's got real legs. I'm not as sure on Ake Loba, but I would not be surprised because Ake Loba plays at Monterrey. He's not getting a lot of playing time. Felipe Galindo reported on the link between him and Major League Soccer, and the Dynamo were amongst three teams that potentially could pick him up. He is a striker. 6 goals and 21 appearances for Rayados from the Ivory Coast. He turned heads at Universidad Saint Martin in Peru, where he had 18 goals and 32 appearances. Also played at Querétaro. I've not seen him play a lot. Okay, I'm going to put that up straight, and I'm going to say I haven't seen Teenage Adebi play a lot either, and you probably haven't. So there are two very interesting prospects. And with the Dynamo's former connection with Rayados and Albert Elis, and then Albert Elis moving to Boavista, who, by the way, Albert had 8 goals in that season. And there were a lot of you out there who used to tell me, oh, you know, he should have more goals. He should be this. He should be that. Yeah, well, remember what he did do. And he has been a success now in his first year in Portugal for Boavista. He's helped them avoid relegation. He's scored some key goals. He's got interest from French League One teams. So, you know, there's a little bit of crow some people have to eat on him. You know, I hear all the complaints all the time. And it's like on Marco March. So the guy gets with the ball, gets caught in possession against Colorado and makes a mistake. Joe Willis made a mistake. Every goalkeeper in the world, Ederson has made mistakes. Alisson has made glaring mistakes. It's just funny how people just jump on this guy for one mistake. Yeah, of course, it's a problem because of the way it happened and how it happened. Look, this is a back pass in Colorado to Marco March. And by the way, he's going to be on the show tomorrow. He's a great interview. It's a back pass. He's left-footed. Probably should have just first timed it out of there with his right foot. Now he lets it roll across his body. Unfortunately, it gets underneath him, his head goes down, and in a New York minute, he gets closed down. And that's what leads to the goal. But if you look at the context of his play this year, he's a far more confident goalkeeper for the Houston Dynamo, in my opinion. It's year two for him. He's got more stability in front of him with Jones and with Tim Parker and a more stable Dynamo, a Dynamo team now that is much better defensively in transition. It's not the finished product. We know that. But man, fans are interesting. I mean, you just stick to one little thing, and you don't look at the season he's had. By the way, pulled off a couple of very, very good saves in the win over Vancouver. 713-780-3776. Somebody talk to me. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. It is all presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. So you've got Ted Siegel potentially becoming the majority owner of the Houston Dynamo. This has real legs. And also you have two players in Ake Loba and Teenage Hadebe. Is this coincidental? You tell me. 713-780-3776. We'll have Tab Ramos on the show tonight. Marshall University in West Virginia. Spectacular NCAA national championship win over Indiana. Of all programs, you beat Indiana. By the way, they were unseeded and unranked. They knocked off Clemson. They knocked off Georgetown. I think they knocked off North Carolina as well. They're the national champions. Chris Grassi will join me. You know what Marshall did? Marshall, in a span of less than a week, contacted Grassi. He was on about $120,000 a year. And, you know, college coaches will make a ton of money off their camps on campus to supplement their income. Marshall gives him a 5-year contract. Now he's going to make about $340,000 to $350,000 salary a year, base salary. That's out without soccer camps, and that's going to propel him, I would say, into the top six coaches around the country. I think Stanford's Jeremy Gunn probably in there. I'm not sure, you know, if Todd Yeagley, Indiana, where he's at. That puts him there. I'm sure some ACC coaches are very high on the list. Sasha Sarofsky, probably. George Gelnovach. You know, it puts Grassi in very elite company. But that's incredible. What a thing for Marshall University and Huntington, West Virginia. And then we'll have Brian Charetta on the show to talk about the U.S. roster and what's going on there. All right, so let's talk a little Houston Dynamo, Vancouver. 2-1 winners in that game. 8th-minute goal from Memo Rodriguez, and then you picked up a 42nd-minute volley from a pretty oblique angle from Maxi Arruti, who dips his shoulder, strikes it very, very clean. It's a fabulous finish. The angles we had, I can't really tell where the goalkeeper was being beat from there, but it's a 2-1 win that should have been easier. And per Tab Ramos, who also talks a lot about, you know, we have to win games without as much duress. And, you know, I was looking for a 2-0 lead going into the second half. I was looking for the Dynamo to get that third goal early and be able to take the pressure off themselves. And they're going to need to learn how to do this throughout the season. Look, at the end of the day, they got the 3 points, which was great. I think they controlled the game despite only having 39% possession. I really think they were in control. Got a little dicey at the end with some set pieces being given away. My two stars of the game were Fafa Pico and Maxi Arruti. The amount of running these guys did, hitting corner flags, hitting some of the direct play of Adam Lundqvist and Zarek Valentin. It was a plan prior to this game from Todd Ramos to try to play more direct. And basically, Valentin and Lundqvist were the two players on the Houston Dynamo who hit the most passes on the evening, 40. The passing accuracy was about 77%, but they were hitting and bypassing midfield in this to their runners and to their guys moving up front. So it was a good plan. It worked. It created chances. The Dynamo still are a work in progress, I think, in the final third. But it would have been nice to have seen them get that third goal and put Vancouver away. They probably would have stopped running. They would have maybe taken the pedal off competing, become a little bit more passive, and then you get out of there in a different way. Memo Rodriguez had a goal and an assist, and he was voted player of the game. And he also was voted to the MLS Top 11 Players of the Week. You know, it's very interesting. He was a part of the two plays. It's typical in America when somebody gets a goal and an assist, you automatically make them the player of the game. He did not pass the ball well during the run of play. 65% possession, 65% of his passes connected, and 53% in the attacking half. Now, he did have a couple of good crosses, and he did have a couple of telling balls. But that's an area that you notice. Todd Ramos giving him great praise after the game, but then also giving him some tough love about the run of play and about the looseness of possession, and not only Memo, but the entire team. Memo Rodriguez has gotten a great gift in Todd Ramos and Tim Parker and some of these guys that are going to hold him to the fire and help him grow. He needs that. He's been coddled a little bit too much in Houston, I think, from a media perspective. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. Very talented player. But you want to get the most out of that player. And Todd Ramos is raising the bar every day. I mean, you can hear it in what he says. Memo's a great story. Bar's got to be raised, though. He's a full-blown professional soccer player. Took his goal beautifully. Hit a good corner. I mean, that was obviously something that was worked on. Maxi pulling off the back post there, and I mean, he dropped it right there for him. Tremendous ball. It's all work in progress, though. The whole team. And the possession game is something Todd Ramos wants to improve, and it will have to improve at Sporting Kansas City. Children's Mercy Park is going to be open to the public. mean, it's going to be full capacity. That, to me, is one of the toughest places to play in Major League Soccer. Before we go to break, a quick reminder here. Hugh O'Connor's out on I-10 in the Marquee Entertainment Center. That is going to be the official home of the Euros and our in-house shows. So I'm going to be like the house band out there, and I'm going to bring in differing guest hosts on differing nights. We're going to give away jerseys. We're going to give away tickets. Every Tuesday night out there, it's going to be live. So I hope to see some of you out there. Hope you get out there. We'll have a lot of fun out there. We'll talk Houston Dynamo. We'll talk the Euros. There'll be some fun surprises out there. And there'll be a lot of things to give away. So if you come, you're going to have a good shot at walking away with something. Soccer balls from Nike. All kinds of stuff going to be out there. T-shirts, Soccer Matters t-shirts. It's going to be fun. And we'll begin that in June. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, by the way, Derek Jones, 91% accuracy, 22 of 24 passes connected. He continues to slowly grow in that holding midfield role. Right now, it's 713-780-3776. Second caller, you do have to give your email because these tickets will be sent to you digitally. Second caller right now, you'll get a four-pack to the Houston Dash tomorrow night. You can take your friends against the Washington Spirit. We'll take a break. More to come.
I'm Greg Berhalter, and you're listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back to the show. Glenn Davis here, ESPN 97.5 at Soccer Matters. Always brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Nations League roster has been picked by Greg Berhalter. We're going to get a little sound from him shortly. I just want to remind you that John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm have been our presenting sponsor now for a number of years. They also present the show in Austin. You get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, John and his firm, they'll work for you 24-7 nights and weekends. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com in Houston, DaspitLawAustin.com in Austin, Texas, because I know we have some listeners up there as well. So John and his firm, you get in an accident, car, boat, motorcycle, they will take care of you at 713-322-HURT, and they are bilingual. Okay, we are going to be giving tickets away. I think we've already got one winner. Aaron has pulled that for us, and that person, will mention the name shortly. They are going to be going to the Dash game tomorrow night with a four-pack. I got four more tickets left. I think I'll break them up in two. That way we can get a few more people going out there. Tomorrow we have Manchester United and Villarreal playing for the Europa League final. That's, I believe, at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Yellow Submarine against United. Harry Maguire remains out, not going to play tomorrow. Ligament damage that he suffered against Villa. Anthony Martial is out. So it's either Twanzebe or Eric Bailly who will come in. They are playing in Gdansk, Poland. And it's Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and Unai Emery locking tactical horns. So a couple things to think about here. Villarreal has a very good striker. His name is Gerardo Moreno. His 23 goals in La Liga is second only to Lionel Messi. And I'm just thinking about him up against Victor Lindelof and either Eric Bailly or Twanzebe, whoever gets the start in the place of Harry Maguire. Then I take you to Manchester United. Bruno Fernandes has been remarkable for that team. I mean, he was the start of the turnaround. 40 goals and 79 appearances. Think about that. Bruno Fernandes. Yeah, okay. He's got some penalties. I know. Free kicks. They count. Edinson Cavani at 34 years of age has 16. Struggled with injury. You heard Ole Gunnar Solskjaer talking about the fact that because of the pandemic, he was never able to really get out and get a feel for the city of Manchester. So everybody was locked down. He's got a total of 6 goals. He's a hot striker coming into this game. He's got 9 goals in his last 10 games. His movement looks exceptional after coming over from PSG. And it's going to be a battle of the older set. Edinson Cavani at 34 against the 35-year-old center back, Abiola. U.S. Women's National Team, Christy Mewis and Jane Campbell are amongst the 23 players that will go into a training camp. 19 of those players play in the NWSL. 4 play in Europe. U.S. Women's National Team on June 10th will play at BBVA Stadium against Portugal. I think, yeah. Be interesting to see the Portuguese women. Then they'll take on Jamaica on the 13th at BBVA. Then they go up to Austin, Texas to play Nigeria on the 16th. That's in the new Q2 Stadium, which also looks off the charts. Amazing. And that will be the first ever soccer game played there, actually. Austin FC then will play a couple days later. So that's a curtain raiser for the stadium. And then these are the final matches before you pick the Olympic team. By the way, the Olympic team is only 18 players. It's going to be tough for Jane Campbell to replace a couple of incumbents. And you would think that's a possibility. But also, they will take players in reserve as well. So we'll see how that goes. She may become the alternate, but there's no telling. So Christy Mewis, could she kind of be on the bubble and get into that 18 or Tierna Davidson? We'll see. We'll see. Mewis has come back from a very severe injury, and you always love that. And it's been has played very well. She was not around a lot in the first half, though, in the last game. And neither was Shea Groom. And I'm looking forward to talking to Shea about, you know, some of the reasons why they didn't get a lot of the ball in the first half and get on the ball. The Dash had a 2-1 lead. They were playing against 10, and then a late header would tie things up. But we'll save that for Shea Groom when she joins us in a little bit, and we'll continue to give some tickets out. A reminder about tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Steve Nicol, who won European Cups for Liverpool, he will join me on the show. He also, in 1989, was the last defender to win the Player of the Year award that's voted upon by the Football Writers Association. So the Football Writers Association pick a player of the year, a men's footballer of the year. Ruben Dias, the center back for Manchester City, who will be playing in the Champions League final on Saturday, he won the award. It's the first defender that's won it since 1989. Now, you have to say to yourself, that's pretty impressive. You also have to say that the Football Writers, based on his performances, based on something that needed to improve after last year at Manchester City, something that will help them against Chelsea on Saturday, was their defending in transition. Because we saw games where, you know, the odd times when they didn't get results, it was because they generally got hit on the counterattack or somebody made a mistake. And they were susceptible on the counterattack. And they were susceptible when they took a wave or two of pressure. Well, they've gone out and they've fixed that. And they fixed that when they got Ruben Dias coming over from Benfica. So he wins the award as the Football Writers Association Men's Footballer of the Year over Harry Kane, who was second, and then Kevin De Bruyne, you know, who is the king of creativity for Manchester City. And the other amazing thing about City is they don't play with an out-and-out striker. I mean, they've been playing with a false nine, and it's been a number of different guys. Mahrez, Foden, Silva, De Bruyne, Gundogan. It's remarkable. But they addressed the problem that they had, if you were going to call what they had were problems last year. And Diaz, I think, has steadied down John Stones as well. But for Manchester City, it's an unprecedented era of achievement, my God. It's incredible. You know, I just want to tell you why I wasn't there last week. I went up to New Jersey. Both my parents, believe it or not, at 94 and 95 years of age, I guess this still weighs on my head, and I want to get back up there because it was a pretty emotional family moment. But both of them got COVID in the home with our lovely caretaker, Vita Kowasi. And it was a very dicey situation. I mean, I went to bed one Sunday night pretty much resigned that I may not have a mother anymore when I woke up in the morning at that age with COVID. And my mom made the most remarkable recovery. I mean, it's almost like a miracle, and is now in a facility in New Jersey that is it's just a bright, vibrant place. It doesn't look very institutional. It's made an amazing cognitive comeback. I mean, I'm having conversations that, you know, are far different. I used to visit them at their home, and both my parents would be asleep. Of course, my dad's got pretty serious dementia. These are things that lots of people go through. But it always becomes a little more important to you because it's your family, right? It's the only parents you've ever had, or hopefully have ever had. And so it was a remarkable kind of family moment, but I had to go up there, and that's why we double up this week. I met my brother there, and then we have some incredible, you know, family stuff to make decisions about. But ended up being a great, happy story and an incredible trip. Okay, so back to soccer here and not too much of the personal stuff. This shapes up to be good this weekend. And you know, we have to talk about Christian Pulisic as well. And the opportunity that an American will be hoisting a cup. And then you've got Zach Steffen playing for Manchester City as well. I take you back, phone line, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. It's Tuchel against Pep Guardiola. And it's been a while since Pep won a Champions League. All right, to the phone line we go. AY, what's on your mind, AY?
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
I'm good, AY. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm looking forward to the Champions League final.
Are you nervous, AY? Are you nervous as a big Chelsea fan?
No, I'm not, because you see, Chelsea, we lost two out of the last three games. You know, 10 days ago, we lost to Leicester City in the FA Cup. We lost to Arsenal at home, and we lost to Aston Villa the last game of the season. But although we just made some mistakes along the way. But against, you know, when it comes, the bigger the stage, the better Chelsea plays. Against the bigger team, we play better. That's the truth. Look at, we played better against Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid. Even we've beaten Manchester City twice already in the league and in the FA Cup semifinals. So I'm not nervous. I know we'll take the day. And I'm trying to tell, look at, we have a Chelsea fan club at the west side of town. We'll be meeting there come Saturday. It's called Julie's Bar and Grill. I repeat, Julie's Bar and Grill on 12285 Westheimer Road, just after the Riachford on Westheimer.
Oh, so it's going out. It's going out west on Westheimer. Okay, so that's where your Chelsea fan club will be. Very, very nice. And you Chelsea, mentioned something good there. The teams that they beat, Atletico Madrid, Porto, and Real Madrid. And that Porto comeback was a big one.
So, personally, as I said, I'm not nervous. I know come Saturday, Chelsea will have the last laugh. We've had some bad times this season before the firing of Frank Lampard. And since Tuchel came to the team, he stabilized the team. So I'm confident that at Porto this weekend, Chelsea is going to win it.
All right. You heard it there from AY. Chelsea's going to win it. AY, as always, thank you for calling in. Enjoy that final. And I like the point you brought up. It's been an up-and-down year for Chelsea, and here they are in the final, and they fought through a lot of things to get here. It's a very different sort of path to the Champions League final than Manchester City. Thank you for calling in, AY, as always. All right, so that was AY. Chelsea fan, and then there's the other Chelsea group down at King's Court, Bayou City Blues. I'm going to recommend two of our sponsors because I like to support them as a place to go watch the Champions League final, and one is Hugh O'Connor's out on I-10 in the Marquee Entertainment Center. I mentioned to you that's where we're going to do the European Championship. That's going to be the official home of Soccer Matters and ESPN 97.5. That's going to be the official home during the Euros, so we'll be watching a lot of games out there. We'll be doing live shows on Tuesday. We'll be giving away jerseys. I got some incredible jerseys and things to give away. Soccer Matters t-shirts, mugs. We will have tickets. There'll be a lot of good giveaways. So hope to see you out there live. We'll have a lot of special guest hosts as well from differing industries, by the way. Some TV people, some really cool stuff going on. We'll have some gift certificates from Cactus Records as well and our good friend Quinn. So that's going to be fun. So when Caicedo scores to make it 2-1 against the Dynamo, it becomes a little bit different. It becomes a little bit different of a challenge. Now, that 39.3% possession rate, right? If somebody was going to write an article and just look at stats, you know, they're going to make a judgment on that. Part of that is because the Dynamo did play kind of direct in this game. That's a deceitful piece of data. And that actually dipped to 36% in the second half, and I think that's probably because of the final 20 minutes and how all of a sudden Vancouver got a little bit more of the possession in that game. Joe Corona is just absolute money when it comes to his passing. 83% of his passes connected. Boniek Garcia, 84%, but you're going to remember that he got caught in possession. That led to the goal. That was the mistakes you want to eliminate. Tim Parker, 87%. A lot of times not under pressure because center backs will get high numbers. Yeah, you're surprised. I'm going into data and analytics tonight because I always tell you that they don't quantify things. But you saw with your eyes that Derek Jones was connecting passes. You saw with your eyes players that were giving it away. Trust the eye test, too. There is a value in analytics. All the teams use them. Derek Jones, 91% accuracy, 24 passes, 22 completed, 83% in the opponent's half of the field. Memo Rodriguez. Now, this is an interesting one. 65% connection. That was one of the lower ones on the Dynamo. He's your kind of your number 10. On the other hand, in defense of Memo, a lot of the balls were being stuck to the corner flag to runners. So there really wasn't as much of a build-up game at times. And in the second half, 53%. That's all in the attacking half. But he hit that beautiful corner. And then he also scored that first goal. That was very, very big when he was the sharpest guy in the penalty area. So Dynamo going to need him. They're going to need Pico. They're going to need a Rudy and company this weekend against Alan Pulido and Sporting Kansas City, who have 6 goals in their last 2 games. This will be a little different with a full house. Maybe the biggest sort of environment the Dynamo have been in a long time when it comes to full capacity in a stadium. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it'll be Shea Groom. A big thank you to FM Kitchen and Bar. FM Kitchen and Bar is just north of West Washington on Shepherd. Great craft cocktails, excellent food. The combination of both makes it a go-to for me. Beautiful outdoor patio. I was bringing my dog there just to get the dog out of the house. Get me out of the house. It's a good place. FM Kitchen and Bar, head over there. Great burgers, great chicken sandwiches as well. And also, John Daspit. Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsor. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. We appreciate them being the longtime sponsors of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. John and his firm, contact them. You get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, 713-322-HURT. Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. A pair of tickets right now to the Houston Dash Washington Spirit game. This is tomorrow night. Caller number 3 at 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets to see the Dash.
ESPN 97.5.
Hola, soy Mateo Bajamich. Les quería mandar un saludo muy grande a Soccer Mothers y les mando un abrazo muy grande.
I'm so under, I'm so under.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. Next up will be Shea Groom. We're going to talk some Houston Dash in a 2 draw with Kansas City. As we wait for Shea, here is the U.S. roster for the Nations League. The 23 players picked: Ethan Horvath, David Ochoa, Zach Steffen are the goalkeepers. Defenders: John Brooks, Reggie Cannon, Serginho Dest, Mark McKenzie, Matt Miazga, Tim Ream, Anthony Robinson, and DeAndre Yedlin. Midfielders: Kellen Acosta, Tyler Adams, who is injured, so there's chance he may not make it in some of these games. Sebastian Legette, the LA Galaxy; Weston McKennie, Juventus; Yunus Musa, Valencia; Jackson Ewell, the San Jose Earthquakes. Forwards: Brendan Aaronson, Red Bull Salzburg, who's played very well since going over there. They're talking about him potentially over to the Bundesliga and Red Bull Leipzig. Christian Pulisic, Gio Reyna, Josh Sargent, and Jordan Sabachu, who a lot of people don't know a lot about, playing in Switzerland with Young Boys. That's, I think, Fred's favorite team, or AJ's favorite team. And then Tim Weah, Lille. So that's the list of 23 for the Nations League. Rachel Daly became the all-time leading goal scorer in a 2-2 draw with Kansas City. Problem in that game was the Dash had a 2-1 lead. I didn't think the first 45 minutes for me. They came out as electric as I would have thought in their home opener. They came out with a lineup of Jane Campbell, Alicia Chapman, Megan Oyster, Kate Naughton, Hallie Hansen. Oyster and Naughton have been excellent as two backs, really solidifying things defensively. In front of them, Sophie Schmidt, she became really that holding midfielder in the NWSL Challenge Cup. It's probably a year ago now, or close to a year ago, a little less than a year ago. Gabby Seiler, and then Shea Groom coming out of midfield along with Christy Mewis, Rachel Daly, and Nichelle Prince. It's a nice-looking lineup that James Clarkson has assembled here. It ended up, they were up 2-1. Elizabeth Ball had gotten the second yellow card, got sent off for Kansas City, and then Taylor Leach producing a late header, which pretty dramatic for them. And that led to the final score line of 2-2. First point of the season. It's back and forth, 2-2 draw. A lot of rain. 29 goals for Daly. That's the all-time leading goal score for the team. Now she's got better support in this season with the likes of Christy Mewis, who's making a run at the national team. Megan Oyster got a 100th start in that game for the Dash. Amy Rodriguez in the 13th minute. That was the first opening goal. It's kind of a counterattack. It went out wide to Mallory Weber, and she pulled her cross back. She put it just behind the two center backs, not in a place where Jane Campbell could get it. And Rodriguez, we know, is a very good goal scorer. She puts it away. And then Rachel Daly pulling Houston even in the 60th minute, heading in across from Alicia Chapman. That, again, was the tie-breaking goal, all-time leading goal scorer. And then 6 minutes later, it's another header. It comes from Shea Groom. And it comes off a corner from Christy Mewis. Corner's curled towards the back post. Groom heads it down. It goes off the turf. It bounces in. And so it's 2-1, and you're trying to manage the game out. And then the Leach goal comes in stoppage time. And a game really you should win ends up in a 2-2 draw. So that's the way it kind of happened. So there you go. Apparently, we're not going to get Shea Groom. That's too bad because they're still at training. And we've got commitments to other guests. So my apologies for that. But I'll tell you what, we'll try to get Shea on tomorrow night. Well, no, we can't get her on tomorrow night because she's playing tomorrow night. So we'll look to get Shea on next week. But that's kind of the wrap on the Dash game. Jane Campbell had 4 saves in that game. And, you know, this is kind of funny because the Dash were supposed to play in D.C. Stadium's not complete there, so it forced the move. And I guess the Washington Spirit went to D.C. United and asked them if they could play at United Stadium. Now, it didn't come off. I don't know why. They couldn't pull that off. I don't know if there's another event in there. I know there's not Major League Soccer in there. So then this game was moved to Houston. Now, I'm wondering if it's going to swap out for, you know, what would have been the Dash home game against the Spirit later on. I wonder if that's going to turn into a trip to D.C. I don't know, but that's the way this game got put together very, very quickly here on Wednesday. All right, we'll take a break. When we go to break right now, caller number, let's see, caller number 3 at 713-780-3776. You'll get a pair of tickets to the Houston Dash Washington Spirit. Caller number 3 at 713-780-3776. Caller number 4, you'll also get a pair of tickets. So we'll get two winners in this break at 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.